Good morning. It's Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Friday, let's reflect for a moment on what it means to have a radio station that brings you information every day, shares analysis of the major issues so that you can be on top of what's going on in your world. Is that worth a pledge to the Lockbox? Yes. Open now, WAMC.org. Or is it the Lockbox, Alan?
David, whatever it is, it's what keeps us going. No two ways about it. This radio station is here for one reason and one reason only, and that is that a decision has been made from many, certainly not most of the people who use it. And all I ask is that everybody who uses it, who depends on it, who stops me in the street and says, I heard this guy say this, I heard Rich Honan say that, I heard this happen, I heard Joe do a wonderful interview, I heard Manny Axe, the wonderful pianist, on the radio with you the other day. Hey, this is what cements us as a group. And all I'm asking is that we all follow the advice of our mothers and grandmothers and parents who said it's the right thing to do. Just do the right thing. If we can do that in one brilliant moment of prescience, hey, I'll put something in the lockbox. I'll go online at WAMC.org and I'll do my part of this. That's all we can ask.
And whatever you can do at WAMC.org, we love you for that. Let's turn to the seriousness of the day and the headlines, Alan. The White House has now tied health clinics' funds to abortion limits. From the New York Times, facilities that make abortion referrals could lose federal funds under a new Trump administration rule that takes direct aim at Planned Parenthood. It's not the first time we've seen these.
No, Ronald Reagan did it too, that kind of thing. Look, this is a terror. This is playing to the base for political reasons. It indicates to me that the people who are doing it just don't think it through. They don't think of what's right. You know, you have a 16-year-old girl who is raped by a father or a stepfather, or you find all kinds of people who are not prepared for parenthood. And once again, it's the cabal of people who are not suffering in the same way. Trust me, if a relative of Donald Trump needs that kind of help, they're going to get it. It's just hypocrisy and it's meanness and it's political playing to the base nonsense.
Bigger than Watergate, Trump joins push to expose an FBI source. In the Washington Post, the president asserted that federal investigators attempted to infiltrate his 2016 campaign with a confidential informant, a scandalous overreach, he said, that would be, quote, bigger than Watergate.
Yeah, right. Well, the fact is that he appointed the FBI chief, Mr. Wray. Mr. Wray stood up before the Congress and others yesterday and said, we cannot go around exposing our confidential sources. That's when the American people lose. I think that that's right. Look, the Trump people are going to claw their way, scratch their way, get in the corner and bite over all of this. They just know it's dangerous and they'll do anything in their power to make sure it doesn't happen, that Mueller gets his way and that we get a fair and competent report to the American people.
I see a report in Politico, Alan, that says that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is going to do some interview prep, like a campaign-style debate prep for a potential Trump interview with Mueller.
Well, you know, David, that's interesting because I don't think that the president has any real choice here. He has to do this. He could be subpoenaed to do it. The Supreme Court has spoken on this kind of thing. I don't think there's any question he has to do it, and now they have to make the best out of it that they can possibly do. And Rudy Giuliani has not exactly proven to be the most effective of spokespeople for Trump, exposing many holes in the potential Trump defense. Now he's going to be the trainer. Interesting.
Not sure if you heard this one. Preet Bharara, rumored to potentially at least not rule out a run for attorney general in New York. Apparently not an active voter in the state. Bharara may have been hesitant to register to vote ahead of a prominent prosecutorial office in order to demonstrate being above politics. Still, since he left office, there's at least one general election in Westchester County where he lives that he could have registered for and voted in.
Well, you got to respect them. You know, you can see what the Trump people are trying to do. If you're a Democrat, you're a suspect. It's damned if you do and damned if you don't. He doesn't vote. Somebody's going to say, you didn't vote. You know, what kind of an American are you? And if you did vote, somebody's going to say, aha, yeah, you're taking sides. So I leave this to him. He's a brilliant man and he knows what to do.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Come on, it's open now. WAMC.org. Put something in the lockbox.
It really is where we live. You can't run a radio station if you don't have the resources to do it. It's from Alan and David and all the people on the staff to you and saying, We all made it what it is. Let's keep it going.
We thank you.